message.
All right, I think that it's time that we talk about that little voice in your head. No, not the one that reminds you to buy milk or tells you that you definitely should not have sent that text at midnight. I'm talking about the other two voices, fear and intuition. You know, it's the eternal debate. Which one is talking and how do we know who to trust? Fear is dramatic. Picture it with a megaphone pacing back and forth like some over-caffeinated life coach from a dystopian reality show. It screams, "Don't do it, you'll fail, they're all gonna laugh at you, and you'll end up living in your car, eating ramen noodles forever." Fear does not play. It catastrophizes. It turns minor risks into major catastrophes in 0.2 seconds. Then there's the voice of intuition. It's quieter. It's like that friend who always gives sage advice but never interrupts. It simply says, "This doesn't feel right," or "This is the way forward." It does not yell, it nudges. It's calm. And honestly, it's kind of annoying because we really have to stop to listen for it. Now, here is the tricky part. They both sound like us and both insist that they are trying to help us. But fear just wants to keep us safe, which is code for keep you exactly where you are forever. Meanwhile, intuition is all about growth, even if it means a little discomfort. The problem? Fear is way louder. So it's easy to mistake that screaming for wisdom. So how do we tell the difference? Well, first, check the volume. If it's screaming, run, because you're about to walk into a bear's den, well, that's survival instinct. Listen to that. But if it's screaming, run, because you're about to apply for a job you actually want, that's probably fear pretending to be helpful. Intuition does not scream. It calmly says, "This is worth trying." Second, look at the emotional trail that it leaves behind. Fear leaves you feeling stuck, small, and one step away from Googling, "Can humans actually live in their cars long term?" Intuition, on the other hand, it might make us nervous, but there's a sense of clarity or excitement behind it. Finally, remember this, fear loves to deal in absolutes. If you try this, you will fail. If you speak up, everyone is gonna hate you. Intuition speaks in possibilities. This might be challenging, but you're ready. This could be the opportunity that you've been waiting for. The next time you hear those voices, pause. Ask yourself, is this fear trying to keep me comfortable or intuition encouraging me to step up? And if you are not sure, take a deep breath and ask yourself this, which choice feels like growth? Because here's the truth, fear is a loudmouth. It has good intentions, but usually bad advice. Intuition, it is the quiet hero who knows you better than you know yourself. So maybe it's time to stop doubting and begin listening to the one voice that's been rooting for you all along. And if all else fails, just ask yourself, would my intuition ever suggest living in a car, eating ramen, and avoiding all risks? Yeah, didn't think so.